if you're in El Paso, Texas, and you want to go on a ghost tour, let me give you my recommendation of the top three that I would actually attend. Hi, everyone. It's Reverend Henry Flores with Paranormal Travels right here on Anchor.fm. You got to check it out. If you're in El Paso, Texas, or you're visiting or just passing by, and you want to do something creepy, cool, and just, you know, eerie, maybe get the crap scared out of you, or actually learn something about our beautiful city, I would recommend one of these top three paranormal organizations, ghost tour companies, tour guides, and all around good people that have a passion for what they do. All right. And you know what? In no particular order, let me go ahead and shake the bowl. Let's see which name comes out first out of all three. Let me go ahead and see here. All right. Well, look, if you want to go on a paranormal investigation, you want to actually do what they've done on TV, you want to live that type of stuff, that's totally cool, then I would recommend the guys and girls over at El Paso Ghost Tours. The volume is going to turn up right now. Watch this. Listen to this. Hold on a sec. I am a former co-founder of El Paso Ghost Tours. And years ago, we went ahead and founded this and decided to do this as a tour company. And I'm glad that right now it's in great hands by an organization led by amazing people that are doing this as an investigation. Since I was in the Route 666 episode of Ghost Adventures, it was filmed here in El Paso, and one of the places that we recommended that they go to was the DeSoto Hotel. Yes. Why? Well, hell, why not? It's a cool place, it's creepy, it's eerie, and there's like a lot of activity in the basement. I've investigated that building three times, and three times some creepiness has happened, even personally. If that's what you want to do, if you want to invest, like, just get your audio recorder and go over there and have actual paranormal investigators tell you and show you and assist, go with El Paso Ghost Tours. They can definitely help you out. It's a lot of fun. That way, if you want to make this as a hobby, you get to see if this is what you would like to do in your spare time. You know, like I said, they're great people, and check them out. Go to Facebook and type up El Paso Ghost Tours, and then you'll be able to see all their awesomeness and everything that they do. All right, let me go back to the bowl and see. Let me just go ahead and shake these things around. And second one I would recommend, if you want to go on an actual ghost tour, you want to go to either downtown El Paso, Concordia Cemetery, San Elisario, maybe different parts of El Paso, even new and unique things. Have you heard about a brothel tour or a red light district tour that talks about the ladies of the evening? Well, Lost El Paso Paranormal, go with them. Yes, the reason why is because Heather and Dean are good friends of mine, and no, not because of that. I've worked with them for years, and they're an amazing couple. They're leading their own organization, and Heather's an author. She's an author of a book called Weird Texas, and you can find it there in Barnes & Noble. Talk to her. She should be an app and download it on your phone, because she has so much knowledge of El Paso Paranormal and the weirdness of our state. But yeah, so if you ever hear about the downtown tours or red light district brothel tour, things like that, go with them. Go to Concordia Cemetery, let's say the third Saturday of the month, because that way they can go ahead and show you the eeriness of El Paso. You're going to have a history lesson, and you're also going to have a chance to do some paranormal investigations. Take your cameras, take your audio recorders. This is really, really cool, really, really fun. That's Lost El Paso Paranormal with Heather Shade and Dean Tarango and the rest of their crew. Just amazing people. Definitely do it. And then the third and last person, organization that I would recommend to do a ghost tour or investigation, all that fun stuff here in El Paso, Texas. Well, there's only one note left in the bowl, so let's see. Let me take it out. Ha! Paranormal Travels. That's me. Yeah, I know. I know, right? Shameless plug. I thought I'd go ahead. I'm going to put myself in the top three, of course, because, well, you know, I've been doing this stuff for over 20 years and been doing ghost tours for over 10. So it's a lot of fun. What I do now is I ventured off on my own doing ghost bus tours in a shuttle. Yeah, so we get in a shuttle, we drive around areas of downtown El Paso, and we visit locations like El Paso High, Loreto Academy, the McGoffin Home, downtown El Paso, Concordia Cemetery, L&J Cafe, Montiglione's Ristorante, all these other amazing historic landmarks. And we go visit them and talk about them, and then we end up doing a paranormal investigation. So any one of these three are really, really fun. They're really, really cool. They won't belittle you. They won't yell at you. They won't make you feel like you're in kindergarten or anything like that. You know, they're actual people that love their city and have a passion for what they do. Me included. All right. I had to throw in a little shameless plug there. So that's for this episode. Coming up, if you're going to Arizona, and more specifically, Southern Arizona, we're going to do that in the next podcast. I'm Reverend Henry Flores. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Travels. Hey, give us a clap. Clap right there. Okay, that was me. Go ahead and give us a clap. Thumbs up. Share this. Tell the kids to listen. And that way, hey, maybe you could be a part of our podcast coming up really soon. Y'all take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.